House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this morning that she was asking her committee chairman to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump.
Our democracy is what is at stake. The president leaves us no choice but to act because he is trying to corrupt once again the election for his own benefit.
In a statement responding, the White House press secretary said Democrats should be ashamed and President Trump looks forward to a fair trial in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. Joining us now is California Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who sits on both the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me back.
Well, when will you start writing these articles of impeachment?
Well, we're receiving the report officially on Monday from the Intelligence Committee. And, you know, it lays out in the Intelligence Committee report a abuse of power by the president, obstruction of both Congress and justice in the way that the president has intimidated witnesses and, you know, has sought to conceal evidence. And we have to consider, you know, what are the best articles to tell the American people this president needs to be held accountable.
Do you think that the articles will extend beyond just the Ukraine situation, that there will also be articles of impeachment involving charges from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation?
The Russia investigation and the way the president obstructed it shows us his pattern of conduct, meaning in the past he has asked a foreign government to participate in our elections. For example, when he said, "Russia, are you listening? Will you hack my opponent's emails?" And they were listening, and that day they sought to hack. So this is what he does. And so it's relevant to show that. It's still an open question as to, on the 10 counts of obstruction of justice that Bob Mueller laid out in the Russia investigation, if those would be included in our articles of impeachment.
You've said you want to keep it simple in scope.
Yes, I want to keep it simple. I think the Ukraine incident is one of urgency in that we have elections in fewer than 60 days in the primaries, and the president invoked the upcoming election and one of his opponents, and we have to act swiftly and we should stay focused.
How do you respond to the witness yesterday, Jonathan Turley, who says that Democrats are moving too quickly here, that they should take more time to investigate?
As Professor Turley said that Democrats are moving too quickly yesterday, Rudy Giuliani had quickly traveled over to Ukraine to meet with prosecutors who he had asked in the past to dig up dirt on Vice President Biden and his son. And so that concerns me. That shows the urgency here. You know, in Professor Turley's perfect world, you'd have a president who would turn over documents and allow witnesses to come forward. And the president hasn't done that. Despite that, we have 12 witnesses who did come forward through oral testimony. We have powerful evidence that the president used his office to ask a foreign government to cheat our elections.
Do you think that there will be more witnesses brought forward in hearings, or is that it?
The Intelligence Committee, we're still conducting an investigation. And, you know, I know I'll leave it to Chairman Schiff if he thinks anyone else needs to come in. But the Judiciary Committee is prepared now to receive the report that's been produced and start drafting up articles.
I want you to listen here to what your colleague on the Republican side in the Judiciary Committee, Andy Biggs, said on Fox News this morning.
But I think you're going to see several articles of impeachment so that there's a menu there so that some members can vote no for political purposes and then vote yes under the pressure of the speaker so that they can go back to their districts if they're in those 31 contested districts and say, hey, you know what? I viewed this carefully. I voted no on this article and this article. But, you know, I just felt evidence was important, so I voted yes on that.
He called that political shenanigans. What's your response to that?
Well, he's got a future in political analysis, I guess. But I have not heard us, you know, evaluate it that way. I was in a leadership meeting yesterday with Speaker Pelosi. And, you know, the focus is on what is the evidence? What does the Constitution demand us do about it? And, you know, the last thing any of us are looking at are, you know, day-to-day polls. Because, you know, this is too serious. It involves the Constitution of the United States, our duty to uphold it, and national security, you know, a foreign government. I think it was so powerful yesterday when the professors talked about our founders from the very beginning feared foreign involvement. And a salient point was that to even be president of the United States, no other office requires this, but to be president, you have to actually be born in the United States. That demonstrated their fear of outside interference. So this is a fear as long as our country and one that is present today.
Do you think this is all going to wrap up by Christmas?
There's no timeline, and that's intentional. We want to move based on, you know, the evidence and, you know, what our duty you know, calls us to do, and we don't want to set artificial timelines. But because the upcoming elections, and to make sure the process is fair, we're trying to move, you know, as expeditiously as possible and give the president an opportunity to participate. A little reported fact yesterday, after the Democratic and Republican questioning of witnesses, Chairman Nadler said this is the time where the president would be able to question the witnesses had he shown up. He was allowed to show up yesterday, and he chose not to.
I want to ask you one more thing, which is that President Trump has been saying that this is going to become all too common. If he gets impeached now, this is going to become something that any party, the opposite party of the presidency, does to the president if they disagree with his policies or just don't like him. This will be the second, maybe third impeachment process that some Americans have lived through. Is that too much?
Well, in the Nixon case, you know, it worked. The right result occurred. Republicans joined Democrats. To the president's point, what I'm afraid of becoming all too common would be a president who would use his or her office to ask either foreigners or people in government to carry out, you know, their political priorities. And if we do nothing, I'm afraid that becomes the new standard.
That is Eric Swalwell, a Democrat from California who sits on the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thank you.